Greetings, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and anything else listening. My name is Drew Badger from The Big Scary Show, and welcome to The Big Scary News, an offshoot of The Big Scary Show where we bring you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry that you need to know, plus an exclusive interview that you won't hear anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly sponsored by Froggy's Fog. Get all your fog products from frog juice to scents to foggers and more only at froggiesfog.com. And now, without further ado, here is the Big Scary News. We'll start off with this hiring news from the Madness Haunted House in Council Bluffs, Iowa. Madness Haunted House is a scare attraction rooted in charity and community. They strive to push the envelope as the only actual haunt in Council Bluffs. Do you like Halloween? Do you like to scare people? Madness Haunted House seeks motivated people with a bit of a twisted side. Makeup artists, carpenters, costume designers, visual effects, audio effects, marketing, graphic design, video, and more are all needed for the 2016 season. Send them a private message on their Facebook page if you're interested in helping them haunt this year. Thank you. Message them at their Facebook page at facebook.com/madnesshaunt. We have this regarding the 2016 Chicago Zombie March. It's that time again, zombies. We're having another zombie march on June 18th. The rules are very simple. Dress and be made up as a zombie and shamble and act like one. We'll all meet at Millennium Park by the Bean at 3:30 p.m. Central Time and take it from there. The last few years, they've walked to the Tribune Center, then the Daily Plaza, and back to Millennium Park. And if we still have able-bodied zombies left, we'll head over to the ABC 7 news station for their 5 p.m. show. Please, as a rule of courtesy, please don't bother patrons. Haunt rules, use haunt rules. Don't touch patrons and they won't bother you. Also, please be mindful of the city and don't smear or spill blood on the sidewalks or store and restaurant windows. They could get sued and possibly banned from future events. More details will come as the march gets closer and closer. They're in the middle of working on a makeup crew for the march, so start those undead gears a-rollin', folks. Keep up to date with the Chicago Zombie March on Facebook at facebook.com/groups/Chicago Zombie March Official or Twitter at CHI Zombie March. We have a little news from the Haunted Nightmare in Terrace, Washington. Are you an FX makeup artist looking to practice your craft and have a little fun? Come join our Spring FX Makeup Jam on Saturday, March 26th. The theme? Villains. Create or recreate a villain from any universe. Bring your own model and makeup supplies and meet in the Haunted Nightmare Green Room, which is the dark, desolate basement of the Nile Lodge building. A photo shoot will commence at 8 p.m. after all makeups are done. Haunted Nightmare is located seconds from I-5 at exit 177, about 15 minutes north of Seattle. To get more information, visit their Facebook page at facebook.com/hauntednightmare or hauntednightmare.com. We have a call for volunteers from Rue Morgue's Dark Carnival in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. The 2016 Dark Carnival is looking for volunteers to help out with the show. Specifically, they're looking for volunteers available on July 8th, 9th, and 10th. Those interested in getting on board and behind the scenes need to send us contact info along with a short write telling us a little bit about yourself. Please be sure to include any past volunteering you may have done, as well as a rundown of some of your strengths. Please send your submissions to info@darkcarnivalexpo.com, and of course get all the information you need at darkcarnivalexpo.com. We have this update to Spooky Empire in Orlando, Florida. Spooky Empire, happening April 1st through the 3rd, their zombie walk is going back to its roots. We're thrilled to announce that Uno's Chicago Grill on International Drive will once again be hosting the start of our Zombie Walk, including fun activities and makeup and special effects artists. The events start at 12 p.m. on Friday, April 1st, with makeup artists available from 12 to 4 p.m. Your artists are Nix Herrera, Mandy Schiff, Dr. Skull, Todd Gibson, and J.D. Ellis, and prices start at $15. Be sure to show up early to guarantee your transformation. The walk will commence at 4 p.m., with the final destination being the Wyndham Hotel. Tickets and more information can be found at www.spookyempire.com. We have a little casting news from the next season of Face Off. Ladies and gentlemen, we're proud to announce Face Off is now casting. If you or someone else you know is perfect for the show, email me directly, jr@pittmancasting.com. That's PITMAN casting.com. Wishing you all the best luck. Sincerely, J.R. Pittman. We have a little film news on a possible Chucky movie via BloodyDisgusting.com. While A Nightmare on Elm Street, Friday the 13th, Halloween, and Texas Chainsaw Massacres have all been remade, Universal's Child's Play franchise continues to remain in canon, even though the 2013 Curse of Chucky went straight to VOD. Don Mancini, who created the Child's Play franchise and directed the previous two entries, has always been vocal that he intends on making a seventh Chucky film. In fact, the last we heard was almost a year ago when Mancini told a fan he was currently penning the next sequel. Chucky is one of the most iconic of all horror slashers. He first appeared in Tom Holland's 1988 Child's Play, which was penned by Mancini. Things came full circle in Curse of Chucky when Andy Barclay, played by Alex Vincent, presumably got his revenge. While Tiffany made a shocking appearance in human form, how will it all come together? That's what we have to look forward to with Child's Play 7. Hopefully there'll be an official announcement soon. Watch this space for updates. And of course you'll hear about it here on the Big Scary Show or Big Scary News. We have a bunch of news from the Texas Frightmare Weekend and Fangoria Magazine. With only a few weeks to go, Fright fans everywhere are gearing up for the 2016 edition of the Texas Frightmare Weekend. While there's still many more exciting announcements and coverage of the Southwest's premier horror convention to come, Fangoria has a new slew of updates that further establish Texas Frightmare Weekend, April 29th through May 1st at the Hyatt Regency Dallas-Fort Worth, as the horror hotspot of the year. First up, Texas Frightmare Weekend is proud to announce that actor David Arquette has signed up to join the convention, greeting fans, signing autographs, and more for all 3 days of the event. A longtime character actor and another Scream franchise star to grace Texas Frightmare's weekend, Arquette's genre credits are vast and varied even beyond the Scream films, including Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Ravenous, Eight-Legged Freaks, Bone Tomahawk, and The Tripper. Next, Fangoria is excited to announce that they'll be presenting a very special screening of a mystery film at Texas Frightmare Weekend, an exclusive one-night-only event. The details of this petrifying picture are currently being kept under wraps, but fans will definitely want to mark their calendars so they don't miss this presentation. Stay tuned for dates and times for this secret screening, as well as other fantastic fright flicks showing at TFW 2016. Lastly, Fangoria and Texas Frightmare Weekend are pleased to announce the first three panels for the convention. First off, they're proud to announce that Texas-bound Fright fans will be able to pay tribute to Wes Craven with those who knew him best, as Robert Englund, Heather Langenkamp, Amanda Weiss, Mitch Pelligi, Skeet Ulrich, Matthew Lillard, Miko Hughes, and potentially more guests will assemble for a Wes Craven Memorial Panel at Texas Frightmare Weekend. Second off, representatives of Severin Films, Vinegar Syndrome, Alamo Drafthouse, and Fangoria will converge for a very special panel on physical media in the world of horror and cult cinema, giving insight to navigating the collector's marketplace. Lastly, TFW is excited to host a special panel on the past, present, and future of Fangoria, with exclusive news and updates regarding where Fango is headed next. More information can be found at TexasFrightmareWeekend.com or their official Facebook page, and also Fangoria.com. We have a little anime news regarding the release of Death Note on Blu-ray. Supernatural crime thriller Death Note is set to debut on Blu-ray by Viz Media, based on the popular manga written by Sagumi Oba and illustrated by Takashi Obata, the story of genius high school student Light Yagami, who grapples with the moral implications of Death Note, the Book of Death, which has fallen into his hands, was adapted into a 37-episode anime series and two feature films. Viz Media, the largest distributor and licensor of manga and anime in North America, announced two releases of the series on Blu-ray, available March 1st. In addition to the animated series, the Standard and Omega Limited editions each contain 3 hours of additional bonus content, including interviews with the Death Note manga creators and behind-the-scenes footage of the English and Japanese voice cast. The Omega Limited edition will also include two Death Note anime feature films. For additional information on Death Note, please visit the Viz Media site at www.viz.com. We have a little news on the NYZ apocalypse coming to Orlando, Florida, courtesy of the Orlando Business Journal. Good news, zombie fans! NYZ Apocalypse of New York's The Zombie Survival Experience just inked a long-term lease for a 46,000 square feet at the Artigan Marketplace. Central Floridians can begin interacting with zombies sometime in the second quarter. The themed attraction is expected to create 60 to 70 full-time jobs. No word yet on exactly what the attraction will include, but at least we do know that there will be zombies, because it's in the name. Tyler Wilkins of Crossman & Company represented the landlord in the transaction. And to give you some encouragement before you wander out to check out the new attraction once it opens, keep in mind that Career Builder and Economic Modeling Specialists International last October released the Zombie Apocalypse Index of the largest U.S. metropolitan areas most equipped to survive an actual night or day of the living dead. According to the survey, Orlando ranked 27 out of the 53 largest U.S. metros. Tampa, Jacksonville, and Miami were among the 10 cities least likely to survive, ranking 52, 47, and 48 respectively. However, even though the housing market is still improving throughout Central Florida, the Orlando-Kissimmee metro area still ranks as one of the highest in the U.S. for zombie foreclosures. Get more info at bizjournals.com/Orlando. We have this news from the Cutting Edge Haunted House in Fort Worth, Texas. The first APOC of 2016 is scheduled for April 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. Can you survive the game? Cutting Edge Haunted House presents a tactical, live-action, video game-like zombie shooting experience, Zombie APOC Army. You and your team will use state-of-the-art weapons to clear apocalyptic and infested areas where the undead have invaded. You'll need to navigate your way through oncoming infectious zombies and make the right choices when encountering survivorless. Are they friend or foe? The weapons you'll be using are military-grade training replicas. Their size, form, and function are comparable to M4 carbine rifles. The zombie specimens have been outfitted with cutting-edge stunning collars that will flash to indicate a hit. Beware, some zombies may need to be hit more than once to be killed. Don't forget to aim for the head. Wearing your end-of-the-world clothing and gear is encouraged, as is listening closely to your orders. Your survival may depend on it. You will be immersed in an apocalyptic nightmare world where survival is your only goal. And of course, reservations are required. This event is expected to sell out, and tickets are on sale now at cuttingedgehauntedhouse.com. We found this news on a haunt for sale in Atlanta via Atlanta Craigslist. A complete haunted attraction for sale. After 10 years in the haunted attraction business, it's time to let someone else take the reins. 10 years in the business equals a lot of stuff. It's all gotta go, and we'd rather it all go as a package deal. A complete professional haunted attraction, from the lobby stanchions, cash register, and concession supplies, to costumes, to all the props. Currently is located in a 10,000 square foot building and could be reconfigured to be larger or smaller to your liking. There is too much stuff to list individually, but here are the basics. The haunt was operated as part of a tour of a former funeral home, so from the moment you enter the home till you exit, almost the entire haunt is themed. With a funeral home, you can figure on a lot of antique furniture and decor, caskets, embalming equipment. There's a custom-built elevator-style motion simulator. This package includes all wall panels, over 100 double-sided panels with multiple type finishes, lighting, props, fog system, an emergency signage, and fire extinguishers. Also included is a 1988 Cadillac hearse. This is a very lucrative business, just too busy to spend the time to keep it growing, as both co-owners have full-time jobs and young families keeping them tied up. Set up in the right location with proper advertisement, and you can only imagine what a profitable business the haunt industry can be. Halloween is now the largest dollar-producing holiday. If you would like to take a tour of the haunt in show condition, it's currently up and available for a tour for a short time. In the near future, the haunt will be disassembled and placed into storage. For more information, please email us soon. We'll make a deal because we need to sell soon. For more details on the items included, or if you're interested in a tour, please contact us at jordan30107@yahoo.com. We have a little hiring news from the Gateway of Chaos Haunted House in Malvern, Iowa. MABA, the Malvern Area Betterment Association, is currently searching for a new director of operations to oversee the continued success of Southwest Iowa's number one haunted house, Gateway of Chaos. Part fundraiser, part youth engagement project, and drawing volunteers and patrons alike from hours around, GOC has been teaching construction, acting, leadership, and design skills to youth and adults alike for the past 6 years. If a director isn't found by May, the haunted house will not operate this fall. The work is focused 70-30 during the fall months of August through October and the rest of the year. A nonprofit event focused on community engagement and youth development, the incumbent should have a strong history of leadership, working with youth and adults, event coordination, and business administration. Strong public speaking and facilitation skills are desirable. Any background in construction or set design would be highly beneficial. This position is being offered on a volunteer, internship, or profit-sharing basis. This opportunity would be ideal for a working professional with a passion for community and haunted attractions and has evenings, weekends, and others to dedicate to this role. An internship opportunity could also be structured for the undergrad or graduate students studying theater, business, construction, or management. This is a rare and unique opportunity to work with passionate individuals of all ages and give back to the community. Please send a letter of interest highlighting your qualifications to Deb Breeding, COMABA, 501 Main Street, Malvern, Iowa, 51551, or email maba.info51551@gmail.com. Additional info can be found at gatewayofchaos.com. And finally, we wrap up with this news from the Aberdeen Fear Factory in Aberdeen, North Carolina. March 19th, experience all things zombie with a full walkthrough of the Aberdeen Fear Factory haunted attraction. An autograph signing from actress Amber Dawn Fox, known for her role in The Walking Dead as Officer Bellow. March 20th, time to turn out the lights and experience the Aberdeen Fear Factory haunted attraction with just the help of a glow stick. Think you have what it takes to escape the zombies, or will you be the next Project Zira's zombie? Tickets are only $20 general admission or $30 VIP at the door, and available online for a limited time only. Buy your tickets today for this amazing two-night event. Go to dreamgates-studio.ticketleap.com/zombie-fest to get tickets, or get more information at their Facebook page or aberdeenfearfactory.com. And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home haunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more.
Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
Tonight's interview is with director Ted Raimi and was recorded at Days of the Dead in Atlanta, Georgia in February. Here we go. Hello, everybody. Drew Badger. We are live here in Atlanta, GA. Days of the Dead, the first Days of the Dead of 2016. Checking out all the vendors, all the cool kids, everybody hanging out. And I met this guy at Crypticon in Minneapolis a few years ago. The most snappily dressed man I've ever interviewed. Still as dapper as can be. You may know him from a few movies like, oh, I don't know, Evil Dead. You know, he's done some Spider-Man. He's done many, many other things. None other than Mr. Ted Raimi. How you doing, sir?
Fine, thanks. Thanks for having me on your show.
Yeah, well, you know, I know you do the con circuit on occasion. It's been a few years since we talked, I think 2013 maybe, in Minneapolis. And yeah. You had some things going on that have gone on, and you're doing this again, meeting everybody here in Atlanta. How's the crowd treating you down in the South as opposed to up North?
Oh, good. I mean, you know, it's a slightly different crowd, but, you know, horror freaks are always horror freaks, and
horror
that's
freaks
a good thing.
That's a good horror thing. Freaks are horror freaks. I'm going to keep that line there. So when people are coming up to you and talking to you, what is the most popular thing that they're asking you to sign? What do they want to ask you the questions about most? Is it the TV work? Is it the movie work? What the superhero, the horror stuff? I mean, obviously, this is a horror-type fest, so what are you getting most asked about?
Well, it all depends. I mean, it's usually a toss-up between the most popular stuff, just as far as vintage stuff, is Evil Dead and Xena, I would say. Also, a lot of Grudge fans. And strangely, this convention, a lot of Midnight Meat Train fans, but...
that one I'm not familiar with.
Yeah, it's Bradley Cooper and... Bradley Cooper and is in this picture. Yeah, it came out about 3-4 years ago. But that was a good picture. I really enjoyed making that one.
I'll have to go look it up.
Yeah. So. Yeah, but it's, you know, it's a good con. There's a lot of people here. It's packed. This joint's packed.
Have you been to other Days of the Deads, either like L.A. or Chicago or any of those?
Oh, no. This is the first one.
Okay.
The first one. It's a great convention. It's just great. I love it here.
Very well run, and like you said, the crowds are just all over the place checking out everything, going off and hanging out and just having a good time.
I'm watching, you know, there's probably several thousand people here today, I'm guessing, and they're swarming like bees, swarming like, you know, ravenous snakes, more likely. They're everywhere, so it's great.
So what's going on in the life of Ted Raimi since we've talked last? I understand you've got a few projects in the works. Love to hear about them.
I do. There's a large project, but I'm not allowed to talk about it. I have to keep that under wraps. You'd be the first I'd tell, but I can't talk about it. But there is a reboot on a web series, which is very popular, which I had to let die just because I was working on other projects at that time. It's called Deathly Spirits. And in Deathly Spirits, it's a show where I tell the viewer a very scary story that I wrote or a celebrity writer wrote.
Okay.
And after I'm through telling this tale, I mix a cocktail, a craft cocktail. So it's sort of a half cooking show and a half horror show.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Yeah, it's a very different kind of an idea. People really took to it, but I had to drop it because I was just so busy working on other things. But I'm picking it up again. I've got a million requests, people wondering what happened to it. So it's going to come back.
Excellent. So, you know, are those cocktails being used in other places, or is it kind of a one-off thing, or do you even hear if anybody else goes and makes these things?
I do. I ask viewers if they, you know, what their success was in making these things, and it's just sort of a hobby of mine. I love making cocktails every night. I whip up different things. So I wanted to give that knowledge to them, but something that was simple, because a lot of these shows, the drink making is far too complicated or far too simplistic, you know, sort of chuck this in a glass and down it like a shot. And I didn't want that kind of a show, and I didn't want it too highfalutin either. I wanted it so that people could make their own with what they had at home.
Nothing you had to go off to, like, Bali to pick up some weird herbal root or something to do all that.
No, you don't have to go to Bali unless you're getting chemicals to make the undead. that's a place to get it. Other than that, no. You can get it at your local liquor store and make it yourself.
Any possibility of maybe a themed Ted Raimi themed series of bars or pubs coming in the future?
I can't see that at the moment, but now that you mention it, that's
You're
not a bad
welcome.
Idea.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I'll take that idea.
I'll sell you that idea, too.
I'll take it.
Excellent. So where are you going to be appearing in the next few weeks and months and everything? I know that you do the con circuits, so you're going on going to a few.
Horror Hound, sorry. I'm getting my agent just telling me, Horror Hound. It's Horror Hound I'll be at next.
Okay, Horror Hound Cincinnati then, coming up in March.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I heard it's a great con. Oh, yeah. I may have been there a million years ago, but I don't think so, so I'm really looking forward to it.
So for people wanting to get a little bit more information on it, was it Deadly Spirits?
Deathly
Spirits web show coming up, or you know, if there is a themed Ted Raimi themed bar coming in the future, we'll see. Or maybe get more of your con appearances and everything Ted Raimi. How can they get more information with websites, social media, etc.?
They can find a website at tedraimi.com. Very easy. And Twitter is at Ted Raimi, so you can't miss it.
Verified Twitter account?
No, I don't know why. I've got a million followers. I think just because I'm actually got my own name, so I don't think they're that concerned about it.
Everybody wants that blue check.
Everybody wants a little blue check. I'm somebody. Twitter thinks I'm somebody, and then I must be somebody. But that isn't true for me, so I'm just, you know, my own weird dude.
Well, obviously your fans here at Days of the Dead think you're somebody because you've had lots of them coming up here, so I'm going to let you get back to those fans.
Thanks, man.
Once again, Ted Raimi, thank you for taking the time to speak with us again on the Big Scary Show down here in Atlanta. My name is Drew Badger for the Big Scary Show, talking to the nicest dressed man in all the con scene, and we are out.
Thanks, man.
We'd like to thank Prelude to a Nightmare and the CD Dark Ride for providing the music for this episode. Well, that's going to wrap it up for this episode of the Big Scary News. We wish to thank Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor, www.froggiesfog.com. Remember to listen to the current Big Scary Show for even more news and information, including the Haunt Minute, Face Your Fears, great music from the Haunt Rocker, and the soon-to-be-famous Roundtable of Terror. Get all that and more only at BigScaryShow.com. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and others. This is Drew Badger signing off for the Big Scary News.